This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Isaac knows the way to my heart. Little Backstreet Boys, the perfect way to start the final hour of our work week. I don't know that there's ever a bad time for the Backstreet Boys. For the longest time in my life, I was a closet Backstreet Boys fan. I am no longer in the closet. Now I'm completely out of the closet with my affection for the Backstreet Boys. I think we have Ask Amy Anything to thank for that. But years ago, it was going back to the days when the show was airing on the weekend and we would do Ask Amy on Saturday night going into Sunday. And I'm pretty sure that it was something to do with music that I listened to, and I outed myself. And so now I am loud and proud Backstreet Boys fan. Wait, Chris just raised his hand. Chris, are you a Backstreet Boys apologist as well?
I am, and Ike and I had a disagreement about it too.
Did you come to blows over it? Because I feel like the Backstreet Boys are worth fighting over.
Right, because growing up, Ike and I are right around the same age. You were either team Backstreet Boys or you were team NSYNC.
Your team NSYNC, Isaac?
He was team neither.
Oh.
Team 50
Wait,
Cent,
let me guess.
Let's go.
What was the Wahlbergs band? They had one too, right? What was theirs? New Kids? No.
Kids on the Block.
Was it New Kids on the Block or is it New I? Wait. Okay, let's just go back and be sure because I'm not a boy bands expert. I'm only a Backstreet Boys expert. Anyway, I've...
New Kids on the Block.
Now, let me just say, full disclosure, Mark Wahlberg is one of my new favorite actors, so I just didn't ever listen to him sing. But Backstreet Boys are still touring. They are still doing shows. They're still extremely popular. I think I have 7 of their CDs.
Wow.
And a lot of their music on my iPod as well. It's great to run to. Isaac, no wonder you can only run 15 minutes. You pop a little Backstreet Boys into that phone or into the iPod and you'll be taken off like a shot.
Oh, front street, side street, back street.
Oh, no, that was actually good. I was going to make fun of you, but I can't because that was actually really good.
They were here last week, too. They were in at our sister station, WFAN.
Stop it.
They were here.
The Backstreet Boys were here and no one told me? Damn it.
Somebody wearing tighter jeans than Boomer.
It's a family program. Sorry for the Friday morning images and the swear word. Although damnation is in the Bible. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boomer is actually off, so stop butting in. I'm doing your CBS Sports Minutes, so get out. Anyway, it's a Friday morning. We're jazzed up. It's my last hour until I am off for the next week. And if you don't know where I'm going and you don't know what I'm doing, well, we had a special solo A-Law edition of Pre-Law. That makes perfect sense to anyone who follows the show on a regular basis. For those of you who are just tuning in and maybe now you're tuning out because you have no idea what I'm talking about, plus you may hate the Backstreet Boys. Oh, sorry. It's an A-Law edition of Pre-Law, and you can find it on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's way too much A-Law. Or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. What's going on right now at this hour? Well, the weather all of a sudden turns so icky at the Open in Carnoustie, Scotland. This is how you can tell. The TV camera needs to be wiped down. Man, they started out with just a few raindrops, not a whole lot of umbrellas out there. The caddies were not carrying umbrellas, so the golfers were doing fine. And all of a sudden, the weather just turned. So the golfers, of course, can't use umbrellas while they're taking shots, but their caddies are all using umbrellas now. And when they come away from addressing a shot and after they've hit a shot, then they're all huddled up underneath the umbrellas too. The fans are huddled together in masses and trying to keep dry, though it's impossible. Tiger Woods, the last I saw him, he's getting ready to tee off in the next hour in round number two. He was on the driving range, and so he would take a shot and then turn away because the rain is driving into his face. So, it's not super pretty out there now, but that is the possibility always with the Open and the British Peninsula. And so they are into round two. We've seen Rory McIlroy move up. So he's dropped a stroke, gained one on the leader, Kevin Kisner, the American, who won't tee off for another couple hours. Zach Johnson is two under and has now moved into one shot back. So you've got guys who are moving up. You know who else is right there at minus four? Tony Finau, cult hero from the dislocated ankle at the Masters par three contest. I'm telling you, this guy, ever since he teed off in the Masters, and that was his first time, the day after he dislocated his ankle and then popped it back into place. He did really well at the Masters. He moved up the leaderboard for a while at the U.S. Open. And now here he is, third major of the year. He's at minus four after the opening round. Has there ever been a year like this? Has there ever been a cult hero like this in golf? So again, Kevin Kisner, the American Texan, who actually is good friends with Jordan Spieth and spent a lot of time with the claret jug over the last year, Jordan's claret jug. Kisner's at minus five. Zach Johnson is two under on the day, so he's within a stroke of the lead. Eric Van Ruin, Tony Finau, they don't tee off until a little bit later. And then Rory McIlroy has climbed within two shots of the lead. Justin Thomas is right there in the mix. He's at minus two. We'll see Tiger Woods, as I said, within the hour. He was at even par after the opening round, and he certainly would tell you, as everyone else would, that it's a really tough place to play, and the fairways are quick. I mean, we always hear about the greens, right? A lot of majors, it's about the undulation of the greens. It's about how fast they are. Sometimes they have to water them because they're too fast and they're outrageously difficult like they were at the U.S. Open. Well, at Carnoustie, it's not just about the greens. In fact, the greens look so pretty and lush. It's the fairways that are brown and hard as a rock.
It played a little on the quick side out there this afternoon. The balls were definitely rolling, and I thought I played a pretty solid round, and unfortunately I didn't take care of both par fives, and I hit 8-iron to both of them, and made par on both of those, and had a little three wiggle there on 13, so the round certainly could have been a little bit better.
Tiger Woods after his opening round at the Open, except he's even par, and he's still only five strokes off the pace. What did Phil Mickelson tell us before the U.S. Open? So funny considering the big picture with Phil at the Open now. You cannot win the Open on the first day. You can't win the tournament on the first day, but you sure as heck can lose it on the first day. So for Tiger, great start. Didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open. He's only five strokes off the pace. He was able to navigate it without any real big blow-up holes. Still trying to get to the point where he is putting consistently.
My feels are much better than they were.
It's all good news for Tiger Woods fans. So again, he is on the practice range now and will tee off, I think, about 45 minutes just before the top of the next hour. Unless I completely miss that and he's teeing off right now. Here, let me look. I don't want to be offering incorrect information, but it starts the day at five strokes back. Tiger Woods. Yep. Actually, within 10 minutes, he's teeing off. So not just within the hour, but a couple of minutes from now. So for those of you who thought you had other plans for your Friday morning, but you're Tiger Woods fans, well, think again. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. A-Law Radio, After Hours CBS. Those are our two Twitter accounts. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The NFL has done an about-face. Actually, what's more accurate? The NFL has pumped the brakes on its national anthem policy. In fact, come to a screeching halt with its national anthem policy. The Miami Dolphins are kind of in the center of the Slater's firestorm, but it's not unique to Miami that teams have to file paperwork with the league that outlines any potential discipline that they would consider for a player who violates the anthem policy. Although I don't know if it's the anthem policy now. Somehow the news got out about the Dolphins and their paperwork and the fact that they would consider both fines and suspensions for players who did not abide by the policy. So, of course, there was a ton of backlash. Of course, there was a bunch of uproar over it. And the league and the union then announce that they are putting the anthem policy on hold. And they're going to go back to the drawing board, back to the boardroom, and talk about it some more, which blows me away. I said this back in the spring. Leave it the way it is. No one's getting hurt by it. Ratings are slightly down, but they're not down the way that the rest of sports and entertainment TV is. And what do we just learn about the league? It distributed a record $8 billion in revenue.
Nerd alert!
$8 billion. We talked about it with Jason Lockenfora when he joined us on the show a couple nights ago. Was it a couple nights ago? I think it was. The NFL is doing fine. Their revenue is not hurt by all of the controversies that people talk about. In fact, all it does is increase the profile and the Q rating of the league. They're making money hand over fist. Still. Leave
Thank
the
you.
Poly. You're welcome. Leave the policy the way it is. It's about, what, 6 to 7% of players at the end of last year that were protesting in some way during the national anthem. It's a very small minority. More players in the offseason have indicated that they plan to stand this year. The NFL is shooting itself in the foot. Leave it. The only reason it's still a big story is because you keep bringing it up. Now, the NFLPA didn't like the fact that this new policy was instituted without consulting them. Yes, there were brainstorming sessions. There were meetings, joint meetings between players and owners last year. But they kind of felt like they were blindsided a bit by this new policy because before it was put out there in May, the union wasn't privy to it and didn't have a say in the late stages. So the union and the league actually indicated they were planning on making this move anyway. You can believe them if you want. Take everything with a grain of salt when it comes to the NFL. But they said they've been trying to come up with a resolution. I thought it was already resolved. Apparently it's not resolved. And so the union and the owners have agreed to pump the brakes on this anthem policy. And they've said no new rules relating to the anthem will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks. I don't, were we planning on having a national anthem ceremony sometime in the next several weeks in the NFL? Very, very odd. Their language is odd. Their timing is odd. The fact that they can't just leave it alone is odd to me.
I would tell you that it's not awkward at all for me.
Again, you would think the validation of the record number in revenue would be reason enough to just leave it. Let the players express themselves the way that they choose, as long as they're not doing anything criminal, which they're not. Just leave it. There are still sponsors coming on board, and this is just one example. Papa John's drops off. Who drops on? I mean, who jumps on? Pizza Hut, immediately. They're not hurting for sponsors. They're not hurting for ad money. They're not hurting for TV revenue. Just leave it alone. It's crazy. It's like they can't get out of their own way. The more they make announcements and the more they try to fix things and the more they try to tweak things, the more they generate controversy. If you just leave it, the games will become the storyline. The games will form the headlines. The players themselves, what they do on the field, that will become pertinent. Except they're going to chase this tail again. Going to chase their tail again. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. 855-212-4227. It's a hashtag Facepalm Friday. I already handed out the hashtag Facepalm Friday to the NFL. But the cool thing about the league is that training camps are already underway. The Baltimore Ravens had their first practice on Thursday. I'm about to leave the country, not to get away from the national anthem policy, though it kind of feels like a good idea. By the time I get back, all the training camps, all the feels about all the training camps. So cool. Football's back. not football that counts, but, you know, preparing for football that counts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
My feels are much better than they were.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here's Amy Lawrence.
From one coast to the other, a couple of big-time NBA players who are both coming off of injuries, though in different stages of rehab. They had an opportunity to speak to the media on Thursday, and I thought it was intriguing in light of what's happened in the NBA over the last month or so. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Gordon Hayward was at an event for Call of Duty. So he was making media appearances to promote Call of Duty, the video game, and he actually talked about how playing a video game helped him sometimes when he got anxious in his rehab. He spoke to CSN in Boston. Most importantly, what fans all want to know is how close is he to being 100% to being an all-star basketball player again?
I'm just about full speed. I mean, I'm hopefully going to be playing 5-on-5 in August. And as with everything, kind of see how my ankle reacts to that. I haven't been able to push it that much in like a reactive setting. So, you know, we'll go and test it out and see where it is. But I'm very confident. It feels a lot better after the second surgery. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to get back out on the court.
Again, Boston Celtics forward Gordon Hayward with CSN Boston, and that's got to be good news. I know there were some who were holding out hope that he would be able to return for the postseason, but what's most important is his long-term ability to play basketball at a high level. It was hard to sacrifice this one year. It was hard for him, harder for him than any of the fans, but that's the smart thing for his career, is for him to be completely healthy before he plays basketball again. So then he reminds people, this is a team that can win a title. This is a team that really wants to win a title in 2018-19.
We got just about everybody back, and that's really exciting for me because I had a front row seat to all the games and got a chance to be around the guys, just didn't get a chance to be on the court. So for me to be able to play, you know, with them next year, Marcus Smart brings so much stuff to the table for us. He's a winner, and so it'll be fun to play with all those guys next year.
Getting a little plug in there for Marcus Smart, of course, who's been in negotiations with the Boston Celtics. But yeah, Hayward had a front row seat. He was there to watch it as hard as it was. But he got to see this group of teammates up close and personal. And if anybody recognizes their potential, he does. But you know, the landscape in the Eastern Conference is changing. The Toronto Raptors just brought in one of the best two-way players in the NBA. Kawhi Leonard will now be part of the Raptors. So one of their main competitors in the East for supremacy in the East. And I thought it was interesting to hear Hayward's reaction to the trade between the Raptors and the San Antonio Spurs that lands Kawhi north of the border.
I mean, he's going to make them a better team, I think. They lose a guy in DeMar who's extremely talented and a problem offensively, and they get another guy in Kawhi who's really talented too. So they're going to be a little bit different. There's other teams in the East too that I think will take steps, and with you know, more experience, some of the younger teams I think will be a lot better. So it's still going to be a competitive East. Everyone's kind of riding the East off, but you know, I think it'll be a tough East.
And there could be, there's a rumor floating out there that Kyle Korver could be a new member of the Philadelphia 76ers. So keep your eyes on that, too. The NBA roster is not yet complete. There's still a fluid situation. So that's in the East. Gordon Hayward on CSN Boston at an event for Call of Duty. It wasn't the same kind of event for Boogie Cousins and the Golden State Warriors. It was more of a round table for fans. It was emceed by Tim Roy, who is the play-by-play voice on their radio network. And I already like this combination. I already like Boogie with the Warriors. I don't think they needed more of an edge, but man, he brings a whole nother personality that just already seems to fit really well with them. And I have to point out there, again, I have to remind people, the reason he ended up with the Warriors is because there wasn't any other team out there who was offering him a deal. So he called up Bob Myers and said, hey, can we talk about working together next year? And kind of cool then. He had time to talk to every other member of the Warriors, some of whom he knows from USA Basketball, but they all said the same thing. Come play with us.
Every guy said, let's go get another championship. That was the first thing. And what really put me at ease was just the excitement. You know, they're a well-established team, and they could have easily been like, no, we don't need them, or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, they were excited, like a team that's never accomplished anything. So just having that feeling alone gave me a sense of, you know, just being able to relax about it or be calm about the situation.
And that is one major reason why they are still on top and why they look forward into the next season, knowing that they play their game to their best of their ability. They're still going to be on top. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Boogie does have a sense of humor. And I've never heard this ever in a situation where you've got all the guys together and they're speaking to the fans and you know it's being recorded and the media is going to get a hold of it. I've never heard a guy say this before. He loves his new teammates. He's actually got a personal favorite already.
A chance to play for a winning culture. I also have a chance to play with some of the, you know, the most talented players of this era. So, you know, those two things alone, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. Just to put this out there, my favorite by far is Clay. I mean, our short time together, you know, in the summers, like, for him to be as dull as he is, it's never a dull moment. So I really enjoy my time with Clay, but they're all great guys. Me and Draymond click right away. We're two goofballs that, you know, like to joke around a lot, so we click right away. Same thing with KD, and same thing with Steph. Everybody knows he's a goofball.
I just want to put this out there right away. Clay is my favorite teammate by far, says Boogie Cousins. But that's the group. It is a winning culture. And they're pretty relaxed about it, too. All right. Basketball from coast to coast. It's going to be a while, though. Let's let Gordon Hayward play some 5-on-5 and see if that leg can hold up. And we'll see if there are any more big moves, like Carmelo Anthony having his freedom once he gets released by the Atlanta Hawks. He's been traded there by OKC. The Hawks plan to waive him, so he will get to pick or choose. Houston, Miami, Carmelo rides again. He's just taking the scenic route. Coming up, another Facepalm Friday moment, and this one is internal. It comes from within.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy Friday to you. I just said the same to pretty much every coworker I met out in the newsroom, Brad Heller as well, and it just seems to perk people up, of course. Well, if you happen to have the weekends off. If not, well then, not so much. I am excited because this time tomorrow, I'm assuming I'll be awake this time tomorrow. Just generally, I have a lot of things that I do at the last minute when I prepare to travel. I told one of my team members, who's 16, on Thursday that I was a bit envious of her and pretty much every other member of the team that I'm leading to Cuba because they all live at home. They don't have to worry about the bills. They don't have to worry about cleaning the house. They don't have to worry about the pets. They're all excited. We're packed. We're ready to go. Yay. And so me, I have a to-do list about a half a mile long, but that's all right. I'm on top of it. I'm excited. And so I'm sure that I will be doing things up until the last minute. So probably this time tomorrow, I'll already be awake and getting set to get to the airport. And I'm looking forward to the week. It's another trip to Cuba to work with kids and teens over the course of a week outside Havana in a poor village. We're taking tons of gifts and supplies, which is one of my favorite parts. And I'll get to see some friends of mine that I haven't seen for a year. But I will not have internet and I will not have Wi-Fi. And I am looking forward to it. I will not be connected at all to Facebook or Twitter or any of the sports news. It's a great week, actually, to check out and to be away, especially since I've got another calling that I need to listen to and pay attention to for the next week. So thank you for all of your messages, your tweets, your Facebook posts. I sent you a message in pre-law, and now you're sending me more messages. My message was to thank you for your messages, and now you're thanking me for the message to thank you for your messages. And so anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or it's on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You may or may not notice. It's okay if you don't. I don't care if you do. I'm wearing a dress. It's fine. I wear dresses. In fact, this week, I wore two dresses and a skirt to work.
Woo!
It's not really anything to be celebrated. It just is that it's cooler sometimes in the summertime rather than wearing jeans. And I'm one of those people that feels like if you dress professionally, I generally will act more professionally. And so I try to maintain some sense of professionalism, even though we work off hours and don't see the bosses. Well, I see one of my bosses. The other one I don't see. So anyway, I wear dresses on a pretty regular basis. But for some reason, Isaac noted today's dress and felt like I was a little overdressed for the occasion. So we had this conversation, and it turned into a facepalm Friday moment. Why? Because he insists that I look like I'm going to an award show. I mean, the dress is not that fancy. He's hung up on the heels, even though I told him it's a long dress. If I don't wear heels, the dress is likely to drag on the ground. It just happens to be a long maxi dress is what they call it. You should ask your wife about these things. So Isaac's determined that I look like I'm going to an award show and that I should be giving a speech. One thing led to another, and we go right into a flashback to the Gracies and a perfect facepalm Friday moment courtesy of Isaac.
Freaky, frivolous, or flat-out flubbed.
Most valuable player means the player most valuable.
A look back on the frankly foolish feedback of the week. It's time for Facepalm Friday.
Tom, Pete, and Isaac, love you guys. You're the best.
Can I amend that award speech? I was wearing a gown then, by the way. Heels with sequins on them. They kick ass.
I have no idea what a sequin is or a gown.
Yes, you do. You don't know what a gown is?
Is it a form of dress? A fancy dress?
You honestly should just turn the microphone off and not admit that ever. Is it a fancy dress? Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
First of all, how's your head doing?
My head is fine. I'm really impressed with that sound effect that I did on my own forehead there, the Facepalm Friday. I mean, that was a loud one. Wow. I mean, not every time do you connect so perfectly. But don't try to change the subject, Isaac. Yeah. That was clapping. That wasn't a Facepalm Friday. Now you're boosting it in there. Don't try to change the subject. Have you Googled gown yet so you know what it is?
Googling, no.
Great. When you come up with the official definition, you let me know. In the meantime, you all should know that Tiger Woods has a ball that is bouncing down a dirt path next to the fairway. He hit it out of the rough, and then the way that it came out of the rough, it landed on a walkway behind the fans, and then because the walkway's so beat down and bare, it's all dirt, it just kind of kept bouncing. Do you ever guys, I'm sure I'm not the only one, or maybe I am. You ever tee off and you're not on the mark and you land your ball on the fly on a concrete cart path and the ball just bounce. And you just watch it take these giant bounces all the way down toward the hole. I've actually had that happen where it landed. It finally stopped bouncing, and it landed in the short rough right off the green. It actually is not a bad strategy. I just don't know if you can control it. Isaac, gown.
Gown. It's a noun.
Yes, it is.
According to Google, it's a long dress, typically having a close-fitting bodice, and a flared or flowing skirt, worn on formal occasions, period.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday. The good thing is that Chris has joined the team and does know what a gown is. So at least we have that covered. Now, have you figured out what sequins are?
Still no. Can one of you?
They're bright and shiny. You would like it. Just follow the bright and shiny object.
Spelling it might be the problem, too.
I think earlier when we asked him off the air, he said sequence, like next to the
sequence of events.
Isaac, I mean, I think I've been a facepalm Friday-er before, a facepalmer. I've been a facepalmer before, but you, my man, you are the one right now. It has an emoji and it has a sound effect. What more could you ask for? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm supposed to be writing a CBS Sports Minute, but I can't actually do it when I'm talking, so you know. If you're not watching the Open Championship, which you could be doing while you're listening to the show, Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson are both on the move. They're actually, they're right around the turn. One of them's on 8, one of them's on 10. And they have both picked up 2 strokes and are now within 1 shot of the leader, who has yet to tee off. Kevin Kisner won't tee off for a couple more hours. Tiger Woods, meanwhile, is attempting to salvage this second hole. So he parred the first hole, attempting to somehow salvage a respectable number on this second hole. The issue is not so much the rough, which is, of course, bad, but also the fact that the weather is disgusting now. And it was... Now, this is not Rory currently because he's playing golf and we don't actually get to have him mic'd up while he's walking the fairways at Carnoustie. That would be a really incredible trick. But he was asked after the first round about the weather that's coming, right? And how the rain, potentially it could soften the fairways and soften the greens and make this course easier.
It won't soften the golf course up any. You know, you just got to deal with playing in wet gear and having an umbrella and all that stuff. But... same thing, go out there, get off to hopefully a good fast start and try to make a few birdies and get closer to leaders.
Check, check, and double check. Is that fire or is that rain? Oh, there's the thunder. Yeah, he's got all the bases covered there because he said we just have to go out and deal with it with an umbrella, with the rain gear, which is what all the guys are wearing right now. The fans, too, but you're not really concerned about them. And then get off to a fast start, which he has done. And so the guy who won the Open Championship in 2014 then went 2 years without, not from 14, but he last won in 16 until earlier this spring. He's been through some ups and downs, some peaks and valleys in his career and would like nothing better than to win another Open Championship. And right now he's put himself in good position, said he's going to be aggressive no matter what, but the rain is not helping. Let's see. Tonight, Friday night, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Feels like a good night to prop your feet up and watch TV. Don't miss some Arena Football League playoff action as the 2-time defending Arena Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Soul, battle the Baltimore Brigade. That's only on CBS Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's our phone number. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I don't know if you guys saw this headline or not while we're talking about football. I know it's arena football, but football and TV. The Raiders are making a change at play-by-play announcer. This one caught me off guard. Even as someone who knows that the business is extremely unstable and there's no such thing as job security a whole lot, even when you have a contract, contracts can be bought out. Just ask Carmelo Anthony. And so in sports broadcasting, there's a lot of turnover. Greg Papa was the Raiders radio. I say was for a reason. Was Raiders.
Raiders.
Greg Papa was the Raiders radio play-by-play voice for more than 2 decades. Al Davis hired him, gave him that job, loved him. And now he's been replaced by Brent Musburger. The change surprises me because these guys are so good. Greg Papa is awesome. But the change to Brent Musburger, that one's out of left field. Now, he retired, but he's not gone away. He retired from play-by-play, in 2017, right? He was doing college football, but he'd also done college basketball and NFL in the past. He spent a ton of years at CBS, also at ESPN, and decided he was going to step away from play-by-play in 2017. But he went to Vegas, and he started his baby project. And honestly, if you know anything about Musburger or you listen to his broadcast on a regular basis.
Live.
Right. If you listen to him live, you know he has an affinity for sports gambling. It's one of his favorite things. And so he went to Vegas and he started this baby network, Vegas Sports and Information Network. It's actually VSIN. I've heard them promoted on SiriusXM because I listen to a lot of games on SiriusXM. But it's all about sports betting. One of our former coworkers here at CBS Sports Radio headquarters, Ron Flatter, is now part of that network. So he's got a crew with him. And you can, you know, every now and then when I'm flipping through the channels, I'll catch him on there. So this is his pet project, this Vegas Sports and Information Network. Vegas being the key piece of this. Except the Raiders aren't in Vegas yet. But Brent Musburger, at 79 years old, is taking over as the play-by-play voice of the Oakland Raiders. They won't move to Vegas until 2020, so they have two more seasons in Oakland. But they unceremoniously ushered out Greg Papa. Here's what we don't know. Maybe we'll find out in coming weeks or months. If Papa was let go because Brent Musburger wanted to do it, or because the Raiders wanted Brent Musburger to do it. So were the two things a cause and effect? Or was Papa let go because they wanted to try something different and then Musburger's see, that's the thing. It's not a natural fit.
But anyway, I'm old.
He's 79 and he's in Vegas now, not in Oakland. So this is interesting. Again, we may hear more details to come, but, Brent Musburger, welcome back to the NFL, man. What a week it was. It was supposed to be this really quiet week, right? Nothing happening in sports except for a couple of home run derbies. And then bada bing, bada boom, and all this stuff happened. News broke. We made it through the week, though. It was awesome. I'm off all next week. I'll talk to you when I'm back from Cuba. Have a great weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.